We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, so Dwayne Haskins, a couple of things. First of all, last night I was talking to a bunch of people, a few of whom are in the Washington organization. Others are just kind of tied in around the NFL. One thing I heard from multiple people was that the final straw for Dwayne Haskins, okay, take this for what it's worth, was that a lot of people with the team, including some players, but also some coaches, did not like how he was acting after this past weekend's loss to Baltimore. And what I was told was that he was, and we saw this on the field a little bit. I know some people were bothered. I was not, for the record, because this just happens. But like, he was super playful. He was like having a good time with Robert Griffin and hopping around, and they just lost the game. And this happens to me all the time. Like, you see this a lot. So I took nothing out of it. But I know some people were like, why is he so happy? You know, they just lost to the Ravens. Well, apparently in the locker room, like, he's heard by players talking about his stat line and that he threw for 300 yards. And the idea that I was told was there was some friction based on how he was acting after the game. Like, you just got worked by Baltimore.
Yeah,
your coach is, you know, sitting on the bench basically battling cancer during the game. Your defense is getting, trying to hold its own, but getting shoved around by the Ravens. And he was, I guess, even like overheard talking about 300 yards and his stats and things. And that really bothered some people with the team. So before I get into the next thing, that I want to pass that along. That's something I heard as having been an issue for this coaching staff, in addition to the tweet his agent sent, like that this weekend was a real problem for him. Even though he did complete 70% of his passes for 300 yards.
Yeah, that's not good. I mean, again, if and I have no reason to doubt that if it came around from multiple people that's how it went. That's not good. And you know, there you build up enough of those deposits in the bad account, right? You're taking your selfie. You can't be bothered to do the kneel down. You've got this social media or that or some of the signs of immaturity. That's not great. I mean, it's not. I mean, you add up those couple things over a couple years. That's not awesome, honestly. So, yeah, I mean, that's I really don't know what else to say about that. That's not something that inspires confidence, especially if you don't recognize how tenuous your hold on this job is, right? Despite all the rhetoric, despite everything that's been said, probably not the time to start quoting 314 and whatever completion percentage you manage, checking it down for 60 minutes against a good team.
All right, so here's the next phase of this, and this I cannot confirm because I didn't go look at who he followed and who he didn't before last night, but you saw on some of these forums, we had a bunch of people hitting us up, so I started looking around. He apparently, and I'll say allegedly because, again, I cannot confirm this, unfollowed the Washington football team on Instagram, unfollowed Ron Rivera on social media. I looked on Twitter. He didn't follow Ron Rivera. I don't know if he did previously. I know he follows Scott Turner and a bunch of the players. And Kyle Allen himself. Now, it is possible, I guess, that he never followed those guys. I'm not going to sit here and tell you definitively that happened. But I can tell you I asked someone with the team, hey, have you heard about this? What do you think? And they said, that would make sense to me. That would not surprise me. Mm-hmm. Which is pretty telling in and of itself, right, to be completely honest with you. If that's the case, that he's unfollowing, you know, and it sounds like a dumb thing to talk about in 2020, but it's really not that dumb. It shows immaturity. You know, I have been told since the last staff over and over again that this guy is on social media way too much. I did see that the last couple of people he followed, by the way, on Twitter were Dan Orlovsky and Ryan Clark, two of the most vocal and adamant backers of Dwayne Haskins since he's been benched, by the way. both of whom are represented by the same agency as him, by the way, who are basically saying this is not on the quarterback. This is on everybody else. This look, Dan Orlovsky said he missed two throws. I mean, I went back and watched the game. That's an outrageous claim to make. I'll just be honest with you. That you either do a bad job analyzing film or you were wrong on this game. And I think it's the latter because I think he's good at what he does. But the point is that I think it's very possible. If two of his most recent follows are the two guys that I've seen defending him this week, that he also probably unfollowed the guys who either benched him or who he's upset at. That just shows an unbelievable amount of immaturity. And it is a red flag of sorts, right? I mean, we've got the picture. Like, it all sounds Calhurtian, but when you add it all up, you get a picture here that is not very pleasant about a professional NFL quarterback. And on top of that, just in general, to even know that Ryan Clark or Dan Orlovsky are the guys defending you and backing you, like, why are you looking to see what people are saying right now? That shouldn't be your priority. You think Aaron Rodgers or Pat Mahomes or Tom Brady spends a lot of time on Twitter looking at the analysis to block the people that say bad things and retweet the people that say nice things? That's immature. Why are you doing that?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.